This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The House is set to vote today on the $2 trillion stimulus bill that includes expanding unemployment insurance that could equal more than some low-wage workers were taking home in their normal paychecks. The measure passed unanimously in the Senate despite initial objections from four Republicans worried the unemployment compensation could incentivize not working. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Usually, unemployment benefits replace just a portion of workers' lost wages, not all or more of them. But the debate over how that changes people's behavior flares up pretty much every time government benefits are extended or made more generous, says Northwestern economist Matt Notuadigdo.
The concern is that it's going to lead people to stay unemployed longer.
It's a basic principle of economics. The more you subsidize a behavior, the more people do it. And Notuadigdo says there's pretty solid evidence from countries all over the world that does happen. The longer benefits are available, the longer on average people will take to find a job.
And that's a consistent finding that's gone back decades.
That could have some bad effects, says Angela Rashidi, a scholar at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute.
You know, their skills deteriorate. They become less able to join the labor market when it is time to join the labor market.
But she acknowledges this is an unusual situation. And Luke Schaefer, a professor of social policy at the University of Michigan, says for every person who might use these benefits when they don't need them, there are others who truly do need them.
I think the trade-off here is that we stabilize workers, we stabilize families, we reduce housing insecurity, we reduce other kinds of material hardship, and improve health.
And he says that has big benefits for the economy and society as a whole. As for the current situation, giving people an incentive not to work might be a good thing, says Notuadigdo.
That could benefit us all in terms of reducing the spread of this virus.
And he says because so many businesses are shut down due to COVID-19, there may not be a lot of jobs available right now anyway. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.